He doesn't seem to age, but Jeff Goldblum has been acting in movies and on TV for 40 years. You've probably seen him in Annie Hall.
I forgot my mantra.
The Big Chill.
Where I work, we have only one editorial rule. You can't write anything longer than the average person can read during the average crap.
Jurassic Park.
Must go faster.
Or dozens of other movies over the years. But here's a side of Jeff Goldblum that you might never have heard before.
I want to take you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
There he is, on the piano, playing at his weekly, yes, weekly, jazz show in Los Angeles that he's been doing for more than 15 years. We sent NPR's Tom Dreisbach to find out more.
My name is Jeff Goldblum, and geez, I'm an actor, and as a hobby, I've always played piano.
He's also a total people person.
I consider myself a social lubricant as much as a musician, really.
To set the scene here, Jeff Goldblum is wearing a white button-down shirt, this green bow tie, tight blue pants, and slightly tinted glasses. We're in a kind of club-slash-dining room with a small stage set up with a piano, a double bass, some drums, a guitar. And Jeff Goldblum is taking me around in this sort of pre-show routine.
Let's go. Come on.
Meeting fans like Ryan Thorne and Jessica Hall.
What do you guys do?
We're musicians, actually.
Really? Here, let's sing something together.
Okay,
caro mio ben, credimi almen, senza di te, languisce il cor. How about that?
And these fans who come to the show are often so nervous to meet him. But by the end of their interaction with Jeff Goldblum, they act like they're best friends.
She looks like a young, wait a minute.
He does this one thing to break the ice with people. He guesses which celebrities they look like.
Who's the lady, statuesque, beautiful lady who starred with Al Pacino in Serpico?
I think he actually always says the young version of whatever celebrity he picks.
So many people, speaking of the game we were just playing, come up to me and say, hey, my whole life people have told me that I look like you. I have to tell you, this is a wide range of people in the looks department. But I always say the same thing, oh my gosh, well that's so flattering to me.
That's a good answer. I think that is the only acceptable answer.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I believe in courtesy.
At one point during all this, I get to talking with the manager of Jeff's band, this guy named John Mastro.
Do you ever get frustrated and think, God, just wrap it up already, we got a show to do?
No, never. I mean, I'm amused every time. Nobody works the room like Jeff Goldblum.
So Jeff learned how to play piano as a kid growing up in Pittsburgh. And sometime back in the 1990s, and no one is sure exactly when, Jeff got in touch with John Mastro to find a small group of professional jazz players. And Jeff says when he's not acting, he'll play these very loose, weekly, unadvertised gigs around L.A.
And so we have a kind of a hootenanny or a be-in or some kind of a jam session, I guess they call it. And people seem to enjoy it. You'll see. Who knows what'll happen tonight. Maybe nothing very amusing, but I like it.
On stage, he's constantly mugging to the audience, making faces, or playing with the straw in his glass of iced coffee. He's constantly going on little riffs, like this one with his guitarist, John Story.
Like the wallpaper sticks to the wall.
Like the seashore clings to the sea.
Like you'll never get rid of your shadow, John Story.
But Jeff Goldblum, you'll never get rid of me.
One of the things people keep saying to me is he's exactly like he is in the movies. And Evan Albert, Jay Salahi, and Lucy Shanahan are basically just talking about one movie.
I mean, have you ever seen Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park's my favorite movie since I was a little kid.
As someone born in the 80s, like Jurassic Park was kind of up there in like life moments.
Really, Jeff seems uniquely beloved right now, in part because some of his biggest movies in the 1990s were childhood icons for people who were born in the 1980s. And Jeff really doesn't seem to mind that fact.
In Jurassic Park, scary in the dark, I'm so scared that I'll be eaten.
In all, the band plays for 3 hours, getting looser and looser as the night goes on.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and they got it in the mud. They're giving it, they're giving it, they're giving it. Stupid at the deep.
The show ends around midnight, and Jeff is just as unassuming about his performance as when he started.
I had no idea what we were going to do, actually. So that was all a surprise to me, and it was kind of fun, wasn't it? We had some good moments.
As I leave, there's this line of people waiting for a picture with Jeff, and he stays after the show for all of them.
Come on, let's take a picture.
And you know, if he's not up to anything else, he'll be out there again next Wednesday, working the room. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.